Louisville here.
Every Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you on the Rosie on the House program to take calls just like Roland and Gilbert. Welcome. How may we help you?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I fertilized my winter rye a week ago, and it really did good, but I didn't use it pre-emergent. And now listening to you guys, I'm thinking, darn it, what's a good, it's too soon for me to fertilize again, but is there another kind of, another?
Well, you don't have to put, and I don't even recommend using a fertilizer pre-emergent combination. You can buy just a pre-emergent in a granular form and put it on, and it could go on when the grass is even wet like this, and if you don't get any more rain, just run in your sprinklers in a few days or a week or so. We'll water it in good.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it came in a granular form like that.
Well, that's the way you want to do it in a lawn. You do not want to spray the orange-dyed Surfland product on your lawn. It really messes it up. But
I've seen some consumer products, like Bayer, for example, that has the bottle that you screw onto the hose and you spray it, and it's supposed to kill the weeds in your grass.
Right. Most of those are a contact post-emergent herbicide. They may have a pre-emergent that's applied that way. You just want to make sure you're not using the yellow or orange dye product. I really prefer granular products in a lawn just because you're not, you know, it's easy to water. You're watering the lawn anyway. Now, if you get out, you've got a lot of square footage of gravel and granite, and it's easier sometimes to spray than to try and run over that with a spreader. You know, then it's a toss-up. But the Dimension product that comes granularly typically is really about the best thing for spurge prevention, which is what this next application of pre-emergent is really, in my mind, designed to do, is to control now the spurge, which is becoming such a huge problem. Surfland, the product that you see applied by the orange dye, is not as effective against spurge.
Interesting. So. Good to know.
Well, let's go to Southern Arizona again and to Sonoyta this time and see how we can help John. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got a pond. It's about a quarter of an acre. And I enlarged it. I deepened it, and now it won't hold water.
You deepened it?
Okay. I did.
Like, did you dig it deeper, or did you build up the walls higher?
Well, both. And, it was real shallow, and it silted over years and years. I think it was put in like the 1960s.
Okay.
And so I went and ran the blade down through it and pushed up about 8 feet of dirt out of it. So now it's good and deep, and it looks great dry, but it's just the minute it gets any water in there, it flushes right out.
Well, there's a number of things you can do. You know, we do have a Soil and Water Conservation Service that I believe for no charge will come out and consult with you.
Really?
I believe that's right.
Would you look that up at the Ag Department? Would you look?
Yeah,
that
I
at
would
the...
start with maybe your county. I don't know how to exactly get a hold of them. Your extension guy in the county should know how to get a hold of them.
Do you got Santa Cruz County?
Okay. Yeah. Call Santa Cruz County, see if they can give you the number of the, you know, Soil and Water Conservation Service.
Okay.
They might have some info for you. Rosie, look, there is a soil lock product or a.
There's, you know, a couple. There's a. Do you know Ted Walker?
No.
No. Walker Ranch down in Sonoyta.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, about a mile north of the interstate of the junction there.
Okay. Yeah.
He's got a pond.
He's got a pond that he was able to seal up. But there's a product called Pond Sealer. There's a product called Soil Seal. It's all basically a product out of bentonite, bentonite, or all.
Yeah, that's the type of clay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
It is.
It's a product for sealing. It's made specifically for sealing ponds. Now, I can tell you, I don't know if it works in Sonoyta, but I've got a sister with a ranch in the Ozarks, and she drained her pond because she couldn't keep water in it. She pinned it and put about 12 pigs down there for about a year. Pulled them pigs out of there, filled that thing up. Things never leaked a drop.
That sounds like a plan.
I don't know what it is about the pigs and the stomping and the walking around in there, but apparently an old rancher in Missouri told her to do it, and she hasn't lost a drop out of that
just
farm.
Just get in there and pack it down good. That's a brilliant idea. Yeah, the other option, you know, most of the guys in the nursery business that I know that build ponds for use to irrigate their nursery crops use a liner.
I looked into that. The size of the pond is just out of my budget.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but, you know, these guys can't afford to lose any water either. So, you know, this is for irrigation their crops. So there's a couple ideas for you anyway.
All righty. I think I'll try the pigs.
There you go.
John.
There you go.
Thanks.
Have your pond and eat it, too.
That's right. Can never have too much bacon, I don't think. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Lou wants to talk vegetables. Good morning, sir.
You know what? Before we take you, Julia, make sure the caller from Sonoyta has Aunt Cleta's phone number. Who put the pigs down there? Because there was a process to it. Pigs and hay and pigs and hay and pigs and hay and then a big couchon de lait and some bacon and
then a great big neighborhood deep pit barbecue. Yeah,
but I know that's how she solved her pond. So we'll give her Aunt Cleta's phone number.
We'll figure that out. We'll get it taken care of.
Good deal.
Get the neighborhood 4-H number too.
Now let's bring Lou into the conversation. Sorry, Lou.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for taking my phone call. I have a question about summer squash. About 3-4 years ago in the Phoenix area, you weren't able to find any summer squash called, they're known as Peter Pan or Petty Pan. They look like a little
flying saucer.
Exactly, light green, and they've just disappeared off the market. So I finally gotten to the point I started like a 1-foot garden out of those black containers you guys grow plants and stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I'm going to go sow seeds and grow my own because you still can't find them at any of the stores. Number one, do you know why that is? And number two, do you carry the seeds at your garden?
I don't know why that is. We have had them off and on. I haven't paid all that much attention. I grew them a couple of years ago. I like them. My wife doesn't like them, so I quit growing them. So I quit paying attention to it. I know, you know, there's been a yellow version of that, it's an old times, and it does very well here. I tell you what, if you want to call me after, maybe Julia can get his phone number, and I can give him a call when I get to the nursery. I'll look into it, or I'll see if it's something we can order if we don't have it.
Sounds good. Appreciate the call, and good luck getting, what are they called, Peter Pan?
Patty Pan.
And they look like a plate?
It's got, or scallopini, I've heard seen it called, because it's scalloped edged. It looks like a pie, you know, how you the edges are scalloped looking, and it's flat. Looks like a flying saucer.
Now, if he was flexible, he could get into one of the Harpers today and find a seed. You have, and you get 25% off.
And that's right.
And get started on something else while he's looking for a squash.
Right, exactly.
1-888-767-4348. Patty, good morning.
Hello.
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm in Ahwatukee, and I have had some problems with my grass. Initially, I had some pearl scale and had treated that and have taken actually that out and made it into stone.
Okay.
But now I have some patches, and it started a couple of years ago, where I'd get like a dark patch. I would go out and I would scrape up the kind of dead grass, and there would just be dirt. And it tries to fill in, but I'm getting more and more of these patches.
Okay, I'm really confused. I thought you took the lawn out.
Only the part that they had the pearl scale.
Oh, okay. So you still have some lawn. And do you plant a winter lawn, or is this?
No, I haven't put winter lawn in years.
So this is this is happening now while the lawn is dormant?
Yeah, there are still these dark patches.
Are they the size of oranges or basketballs? Or?
Oh, more like basketballs, Rosie.
Dark patches, and is it the soil that's dark or the material, the dormant grass material that turns dark?
The grass turns dark, and then I have gone out and, you know, just scraped it up, And then, of course, it's just soil.
This sounds like a show and tell. We might have to get some pictures of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that would really help. But do you continue to water this dormant lawn during
yes,
the winter?
Yes.
How much?
It gets watered about only about 5 minutes a day.
Every day?
Yes.
Well, I think we're getting here somewhere. Now, you've got dormant, basically dead grassy material that you're keeping very wet. You're probably getting a fungus, okay, that's just growing, even a mold maybe, that's growing in this decomposing. You're composting your lawn is what you're doing. And you need to, you know, we encourage people to water their dormant lawns about once a month just to keep the roots from drying out. But if you continue to apply, it's just like out in the forest, you know, you got leaves laying on the ground and you get moisture and you get rain and they get black and moldy and they decompose and go away. So I'm pretty sure that's probably what's happening. Besides, you're wasting lots of water. The whole idea of not planting a winter lawn is to save water. You might as well have planted a winter lawn.
So turn the water off.
Especially today.
Let it go a couple weeks and see if they just magically disappear on their own, and maybe about, you know, third, fourth week of March, turn the sprinklers back on.
Yeah, maybe give it a drink a month from now if it doesn't rain, and then then about early May, you're probably going to have to resaw it or reseed, because that once that decomposing starts, it probably goes all the way down through the stem and into the roots and everything. So
David's in Levine, Mary's in Tucson, and one open line for you at 1-888-767-4348.